Emotion. I love this word, but do you really want to know more about it? And do you think that we can change our emotions? Do you know what does really emotion do with your body? And can we introduce a new emotion to our body? Yes, that's the answer to all of these questions. And we can elevate and transform our emotions simply using breathing techniques. If you are interested to know more about it, then let's dive into it. Your heart is the size of an ocean. Go find yourself in its hidden depths. Rumi. I told you before that Rumi is my spiritual guidance, and it has been since I was a child, so I always love to start with a quote from Rumi. So hello everyone, again episode 5. That is a journey and I really love it. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. This is something that I really appreciate as an amazing way to communicate with you, connect with you, and connect with the world. So I would love to hear from you. Any comment, any feedback, any suggestion, please, because that is my mission. So the main reason that I'm here for you is just making a connection, because I always believe that life is all a matter of relationships and connections, and we are all interconnected. It's a unity. It's about oneness. And yes, certainly my main message, as you possibly get from the name of my podcast, is how we can boost and, you know, elevate and achieve our inner wellness. And I mentioned quite a few times that wellness is an inner job from my all experiences and stories as a health professional for so many years. I definitely came to this conclusion that yes, health and wellness is an inner job. And this is something that needs absolutely inner change, inner effort, and just coming to the point of transformational changes. And that is not happening even once. It is an ongoing journey. It could be, yes, forever in this earth life. Okay, so what I'm going to talk to you about today is more about emotions, something that we definitely dealing with it in everyday life, and emotions are so precious. Emotions are, you know, are indeed the real path to the truth. However, in some aspects, emotions could be working otherwise. So that's why it's very important to understand how we can connect with our emotions as absolutely as pathway to achieve the real truth, the real self. And you have possibly heard about emotion. When they talk about emotions are indeed electromagnetic motions towards growth, towards inner awakening and further growth. So what I'm going to talk to you about today is how we can change or how we can uplift our emotions, because I'm not going actually to use the word negative or positive. I would rather to use the word depleting emotions and uplifting emotions. So how we can transform depleting emotions to uplifting and renew our emotions to the different level uplifting level that can direct us to further growth. So let's just talk a little bit about what emotions can do with our body. So basically, when you stay stuck in the survival emotions, like, for example, worry, fear, and anxiety, frustration, anger, distrust, and some more, guilt, regret, you don't have the right energy and the right information that can light, you know, light around your body, that can lighten, you know, your body space. So the frequency of these kinds of emotions is different. And that can actually direct our energy, slow down, and become more incoherent with our center and with our heart. So that means we and our body basically become more matter and less energy until our body begins to become, unfortunately, diseased, and then the health conditions. News is we can do something. We can change this energy, and we can raise the frequency of matter and renew our emotion to the coherent state. But remember, we cannot just, you know, force it to happen. And also, we cannot just wait and sit and only hope to have some changes happen or just wish. So we have to do something with our deeper layers, and we cannot actually do things with our conscious mind, because as we discussed before, only 5% of our behaviors, you know, both physically, emotionally, our behaviors in our body, only 5% of those behaviors are following our conscious mind. 95% of our behaviors following our subconscious mind. Our body is indeed a magnet. What it means is our body can absorb, you know, frequency and energy from around. And it has also two poles, you know, a north pole and a south pole, which is head and the base of the body, sacrum. And heart is in the middle. So that's why we call heart a center and a place to be responsible to make a coherence between these poles. So what is happening in the situations that we are just, you know, we just caught up in those depleting emotions, what is happening is when we just constantly drawing energy from those areas, those, you know, survival energy center, the base area, and we forget about the higher areas, so the energy then no longer flows through the body, because body is constantly in survival mode and is pulling the energy from the field and is storing in the base, in the survival space. So if this goes on long enough, the body won't have any electrical charge running through it, running, you know, through body. And when there is no electrical charge, then there is no electromagnetic field flowing in the body and surrounding us. So that's why the body in this state is no longer like a magnet. It's more like a matter. And if it continues, then we can experience disease. So when we are cutting the thinking, feeling loop, about an experience, about a story, the body believes it is living in the same past experience all the time, 24 hours a day. And the body believes it's the same past experience because, yeah, to the body, the emotion is indeed the experience. So what is happening here is the more we think about, you know, the same story, the more we activate neurons and nervous system, you know, firing in a specific sequence and pattern and combination. And the more we produce a level of mind which then creates an internal representation or an image of ourselves in our brain. Then we see ourselves as an angry person, for example, or as a guilty person, for example, whatever is the emotion. And if we accept, believe, and surrender to this data, then the chemical messengers can send the information to the brain and begin to influence, you know, neuropeptides. And then, you know, these chemical messengers can affect autonomic nervous system within the limbic brain and eventually can affect the whole body. It's because the neuropeptides, basically, they are hormonal centers and they can affect, you know, adrenal glands and the whole body system. So the energy in this situation, the energy center in this situation is quite weak. It's quite low. It's not really activated and uplifted in the body. But there are some techniques, breathing techniques that I'm going actually to introduce in this podcast to you that can change this pattern and just get body back to the state of being a magnet. So basically, breathing is the secret and it's simply done. It's a very easy technique. So the very first one is what I want to just talk about now is kind of breathing that can push up the flow from the base to the top head. And it actually moves through the spinal cord inside, you know, the skeletal system. Okay, so let's just talk about it really briefly. So the central nervous system is a very important system in the body because it controls and coordinates basically all the systems in our body. And without the guidance of central nervous system, we cannot do a lot of functions. We cannot digest the food. We cannot even breathe. We cannot void the bladder. We cannot move our body. Yeah, a lot of things. So if you think about the nervous system, they actually just working as a machine for our body. Inside this closed system is cerebrospinal fluid that is filtered from the blood in the brain. So this fluid basically is inside of the spinal cord and it's responsible for giving the central nervous system messages and movement. It acts as a cushion to protect the brain and spinal cord from trauma, and it flows in various kind of paths that transport nutrient and chemicals to different parts of the nervous system all over the body. But it's very natural. This fluid acts as as a, you know, conductor to enhance electrical charges in the nervous system. So now imagine you then place your attention on the top of your head. You know that where you place your attention is indeed where you place your energy. So if you put your attention at the top of your head, then that is indeed the center of your energy, the target of your energy. So at the same time, think about just taking a very nice and slow and smooth and steady breath through your nose and squeeze the muscle of your base in the sacral area, perineum and abdominal area. And by squeezing those muscle, indeed, you know, the whole lower abdominal area and also, you know, upper abdominal area, by squeezing that, you basically push the breath up your spine towards your chest and then throat and then your brain and all the way to the top of your head. So when you get to the top of your head, you hold your breath as you keep squeezing. So in this way, indeed, you're pulling the cerebrospinal fluid all the way up towards your brain. So what is happening after that, you know, when the energy enters the brain, it does affect the sympathetic and parasympathetic functions. And indeed, you can arouse the sympathetic function of the body without any external stimulation. Basically, you worked with your internal stimulus. In fact, there is a tube of energy of light, which is called the prana. So that's why this breathing technique is called prana. Breathing technique. So remember, that is an active process. It's so passionate and active. It's not a passive breathing. So moving, you know, this stored energy at the base of the body towards, you know, spine and up to the head and brain, it does evolve your limited survival emotion as really an alchemist, turning them to elevated emotions. So emotions like anger, frustration, guilt, suffering, grief, fear, they can all be turned to elevated emotions such as love, gratitude, joy, you know, other elevated emotions. So as you pull the energy up the spine in the meditation, you will follow your breath all the way to the top of your head, while you're thinking about, you know, those elevated emotions, and you hold your breath while, you know, you keep squeezing those muscles, the base muscles, you know, in your perineum and abdomen. And when you do that, you increase the pressure inside your spinal cord and spinal column. That pressure can change and elevate the energy. In this breath, you will be very specifically directing all the pressure and all that energy and all the spinal fluid up your spine and into your brain. And it does actually elevate the brain's, the brain wave. It can, it is said in some evidence, I'm not sure, is it from Dr. Bruce Lipton or Joe Dispenza, that evidence showed in some students that this practice changed their brain wave from beta to gamma state, which is the highest frequency brain wave, and it is very much connected to the inner side and to the intuition and creativity inside of the body. So remember, we discussed about heart is the center of the energy in the body. So the heart is here a bridge. So it's located between the two poles. So when your heart becomes coherent, your nervous system responds by increasing the brain's energy, creativity, and intuition, and all has a positive effect on every single organ in the body. So now the heart and brain are working together, and they can direct your body and you to feel more as a whole, something that I discussed in my very first couple of first podcasts about wholeness and how brain and heart and body and gut, they are all integrated, and they just need to be in an aligned coherence to achieve our optimized wellness. So it's all about wholeness and oneness, and magic begins to happen in our life when they are all aligned. And it's about just creation of oneness and wholeness from duality or separation. And we are no longer, you know, waiting for something to come from outside and change our life. We are our own master of our life, and we do not, you know, struggle with emptiness, separation, and instead we get to the ideas of whole self, and we create in every single time, we create a new experience of ourselves. So the next technique that I'm going to introduce here is attitude breathing technique. So for this attitude breathing technique, you need to follow a few steps. So the very first step is when you recognize your feeling, whatever. Maybe you can say feeling breathing technique or attitude breathing technique. It can be called both feeling or attitude. So recognize the feeling or the attitude that you want to change. And also identify a replacement feeling. If you want to, for example, replace anger by happiness, or if you want to replace regret by passion, or whatever, you know, just recognize the feeling or attitude that you want to change and identify a replacement feeling. And then the next step, focus your attention in the area of the heart. So imagine your breath is flowing in and out of your heart or chest area. So breathe smoothly and a little slower and deeper than usual. And at the same time, find your heart rhythm. And just continue breathing slow and a little bit deep, and at the same time feel your heart rhythm. So in this situation, you need just to put your hand, you know, on your chest or your heart, until you find a rhythm in your heart that is so comfortable. So in this situation, you may, for example, want to change the unwanted feeling like stressed, anxious, overwhelmed, judgmental to the relevant replacement feeling. So when you feel stressed, you breathe ease. When you feel impatient, you breathe patience. When you feel overwhelmed, you breathe peace. When you feel judgmental, you breathe resilience or maybe tolerance. So often, you know, the replacement feeling can be obvious, but it takes breathing the feeling of the new attitude to make it real. So if you feel angry, you may want to replace it with calmness, happiness. But this requires breathing the feeling a while until you actually feel calmed. So you need to continue that breathing until you feel the replacement feeling, if it does make sense. That is when you made the energetic shift. If you're not clear on the new replacement feeling, you may want just to continue with a neutral attitude or neutral feeling. Usually neutral feeling works well to stop the energy drain. And that is more specifically important when you are in an emotional chaos or emotional storm. And in this situation, remember to breathe really slowly and casually. And yeah, it's more neutral. For some deeply attitude, you may need to breathe the new attitude or new feeling for a few minutes before you experience a shift. So it may take longer. Some feeling and some attitudes are really stubborn and they may reoccur. So when they come back, keep practicing. Keep practicing breathing with the new attitude and imagine pulling in. And it's good to do anchoring as well. So anchor your new feeling. So you can anchor, for example, on your chest or, you know, on your arm, and remember that new replacement feeling and attitude with your anchoring. And it's good to visualize it if you can. Even if a bad feeling or attitude justified, the buildup of negative emotional energy still drains your system. If you can't identify a replacement attitude, breathe a feeling of neutral to stop the energy drain and just keep doing that. Another technique that I'm going to introduce, which is kind of continuing of what I just talked about, the feeling replacement, is heart-focused breathing, because as I discussed, heart is a center and is a bridge here. And heart-focused breathing is really easy to use, and it's energy saving, and it's really emotional elevating, and it does reduce the intensity of a stress reaction too, and it brings a calmness. This technique allows you to take a time out where you can step back and neutralize your depleting emotions. So you can gain benefit from conscious breathing if you use it to help shifting into and sustain a more balanced state. So this technique is more heart-focused breathing. It's basically a heart-focused technique. And it's very easy to use. It's energy saving and it's emotional elevating. And it allows you to take a time out where you can step back and neutralize your depleting emotions. So you can use the heart-focused breathing technique anytime. If you want to stop the impact of, for example, anxiety and stress on your body, if you want to eliminate the energy drain, if you want to remove the drama, or a very chaotic situation, if you want to help neutralize emotional reaction to any specific given situation. So you can use this technique, you know, easily in any situation, and it doesn't take long. It may just take a couple of minutes. So all you need is just to ensure that you are able to recognize your depleting feeling, your unwanted feeling, depleting energy, and also identify replacement feeling. And as I mentioned before, if it's not easy for you to identify replacement feeling, you can continue with neutral state and just go through really smooth and casual breathing. And at the same time, feel your heartbeat. Just to wrap up, emotions are really key, are really significant. in our health and wellness, and certainly they are considered as very powerful pathways to find truth and inner self and inner wellness. We just need to learn how to elevate our emotions to the best state. And we introduce a couple of simple techniques. So the prana breathing that you can help pushing up the energy from base onto the top to the brain. And we also discussed about attitude or feeling breathing technique and heart focused breathing. So you can use any of these techniques, but what is important, what's the key, is consistency. So all these practices must be applied consistently and regularly in our everyday life. Okay, so thank you for listening, and I hope that you got a couple of helpful points out of this podcast, and you can start right now to elevate and transform your emotions to the higher frequency and healthier state. Okay, thank you. So see you next time. Bye for now. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed, and I'm very looking forward to hear from you for any inputs, suggestions, and also your subscriptions. Thank you.